Yo, 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 1-2, 1-2, what's your man, DFNS?
3-4-5, what's good?
3-4-5, 1-2, 3-4-5, we back, we back.
We back with it, but this time we got weed, though.
yeah, man, we back.
What yo, up, though? We don't need no introduction.
We back with the Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes. This what, episode 2?
This is episode 2, you know what I'm saying? Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes, True Bevs. DFNS, you know, give you the podcast.
That realness.
That real tea. I'm going to try to stop cursing and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to be more proper with this whole thing, you know what I mean?
Word, enunciate words and stuff like that and stop saying shit.
You're cursing, man. You're cursing.
Man, fuck that. This ain't no boss over here, nigga. We say whatever the fuck we want on here. Can't nobody shut us down.
That's true. That's why we have no bosses. Mm-hmm. Self-made. You know what I mean? But yo, check it though. Today's the day when we talk about my favorite topic.
Oh, shit.
My favorite topic of all topics. We're going to talk about the hoes.
The hoes, the hoes.
The hoes, the enclosure hoes, the player hoes, the celebrity hoes, the... And, yo, every type of hoe, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to get into it, like... But we're going to give a shout-out to D-Trilla. This is another D-Trilla beat right here.
Word. Shout-out my nigga D-Trilla, man.
If you want your beats to get played, send us your beats at...
BeatsRhymesVibes at Gmail. Damn, go ahead, dog. Do it. Let's do it again.
BeatsRhymesVibes at gmail.com.
And since... We picking up from where we left off on the first episode. We forgot to give our socials and shit.
Oh, yeah. So
follow me on Twitter, DZ Finesse Doe. D-O-E, if you know how to spell DZ Finesse. D-E-E-Z-Y-F-I-N-E-S-S-E. D-O-E. I-G. Do it for, number 4, the boppers. Snapchat, FNSDs. And for music, you can check me out on SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/DZFinesseOfficial.
Yo, you can follow me on Twitter at Q_TNA. Instagram, Q_TNA. I think my SoundCloud is Q_TNA too. You know, we're going... You know, I don't really got no music on SoundCloud, but you can follow me on SoundCloud too. You know what I'm saying? You know, we can network and stuff. Let's get it popping.
Yeah, that's up, man. But back to these hoes, though. These bitches got me fucked up. I don't even know where to start, yo. Number one, these hoes was already starting the year off on some crazy shit. Who raised some of y'all, man? Then again, I can't even be asking that question because it's much more deeper than that, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, where you put this blood?
Shit, bro.
Damn. Need some water. Need a bath. Anyway. Anyway, yo. So, the hoes. The hoes. Like, it's so much to say about females and what they do. They sneaky. They shiesty. They stab you in the back. They steal from you. They cheat on you. They treat you like shit.
They lie to you.
They lie to you.
They lie to you when you when you give them no reason to lie at all.
They show no appreciation of a real nigga.
Facts. You sacrifice everything you can to keep that woman happy, and then she won't even sacrifice half of it. It's sad. Man,
that's a sad case, dog. Sad, like. Like, there's some real dudes out there that really be trying, you know, to put up with everybody's shit, but, you know, it just be different. Nah, I'm good. Shit. But, you know, who am I to judge, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Who am I to judge? Because I ain't gonna front, like, it's a lot of, how can I put this? It's like, it's so much to say about hoes, bro. It's
I don't
like,
know where to start.
You don't know where to start. I don't even know where it's going to end. Like,
for real.
Like.
Because once we start, there's no ending.
Yo, it's stressful. You know what I mean? It's really stressful because it's like, you want a woman. Then again, you don't want a woman because of your past relationships and how you handle your situations and stuff like that.
And then at the same time, if you got a heart somewhere, like, you don't want to, like, you want something in your life where you could, like, fall back on and just be on some cool shit. But chicks don't give you nothing to be cool on, you know what I'm saying?
And no matter what situation you're in, they just give up on you quick. Like, they just dip on you.
Yeah, no matter what you're going through, like, you could be in a tough spot. You're trying to get your shit together and all of that other stuff. And then, all she just sees is you struggling or whatever. And then, off the simple fact that she might not know how to handle you with that situation, she just gets up and go, you know what I'm saying? And then while she's fronting, like, she still got your back and all of that other stuff.
But this is my thing, though. Like, I don't like when you give me that 360. Like, don't say you gonna be there and you just don't be responsible or help me be responsible for my actions and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's supposed to be a partnership. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we supposed to be best friends. Like, chicks don't see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want something special. We want something special, and chicks don't deliver that specialness. So, you know what we do? We become savages.
I said this shit the other day, son. Like, yo, I realized, like, why niggas do the shit that they do, son. It's because, like, these chicks are fucking evil. They dogs, yo. More dogs than men. For, in my eyes, you know what I'm saying? Like, they both dogs. I'm not even gonna get on no misogynist shit. Fuck that. I'm on my misogynist shit. Like, yo. It is what it is, but females do dirt, yo. Females do dirt and then act like they're the victim, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they'll be cheating on you or whatever. Like, y'all could be cheating on each other. Mm-hmm. It be like that sometimes, but the minute she finds out you cheating or whatever, the world, it's over. She calling her friends, she calling her mama, she calling her brothers.
But you know what's different
she
about been doing that? You,
but she been sucking dick on the side.
You know what's crazy? It's like, in your situation, like, not you, like, particularly, but in a situation that anybody could be in, like, after the breakup, they make it seem like it was you who fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, there's always two sides of a story.
They never tell their side. They never tell their side.
They tell their side, but they make you look like the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then when you break it down to somebody else, niggas be like, word? Nah, that bitch ain't loyal to you, my nigga. Like, that bitch really gave up on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? Why the fuck niggas gotta go through shit like this?
Yo, I really don't know, man. I ask myself that shit all the time, and it's like, you get answers every day, but then it's like, you still wanna wonder why.
I still ask myself why. Like, what is a nigga to do? What is a nigga to do?
What's,
like,
a nigga to do?
Like, if I'm down, I'm broke, I'm in a fucked up situation, and my objective is to, you know, really go get it, I'm gonna expect you to help me go get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna expect you to go get this cheese with me.
Facts.
But then again, if I'm on something chasing the cheese and you already giving up on me, I'm gonna chase this cheddar by myself. I'm gonna get this by myself and I'm gonna build an empire by myself. When you come back, it's over.
Big facts.
It's over. Don't even come back. Don't call. Bitch, I'm kicking you out the window.
Yeah, man. And then when they say, oh, you too young, they always say you're young. You're young, you got your whole life to find love and all that other shit that they be talking about, but it's like, yo.
But it's not a lot of people like niggas, you.
Yeah, that too, and plus niggas is impatient, son. Like, I'm impatient as fuck because the route that I'm taking, I want to have somebody on my side that, like, yo, when shit get hard and when shit get real or whatever and stuff like that, I'm supposed to report to you so you can make shit better for me. But instead, in return of that shit, you just make shit 10 times harder for me, where it's like, yo, what the fuck am I doing with you?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I feel the same way, you know? Like, but that's why most men always like to be by themselves. Because of, like, women ain't shit, bro. Women ain't shit. And it's hard for us to even continue with our lives knowing that bitches ain't shit. Like, look, every female we see, we be like, yeah, yeah, she look good. She got some perks on her, but she ain't shit.
That ass, yo. Like, it be killing me sometimes because I be on the social and stuff like that, and niggas and bitches, niggas and bitches be posting pictures up of bitches and stuff like that, and they be like, oh, who would cheat on this? Why so-and-so cheated on that? Like, yo, you don't know what the fuck they going through behind closed doors. Like,
they could text you and say, yo, I'm at my friend crib, and then next thing you know, they texting you that message while sucking another man's dick. That's some foul shit. Don't be disrespectful to me, bitch, because if I find out and your patience shows, I'm gonna come through and matter of fact, nah, I'm gonna just leave your ass there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And at the
I'm
same,
fuck your friend though.
At the same time, we can't even be mad at niggas that just go after what we once had or whatever and stuff like that. Well, hypothetically, because
hypothetically,
yeah, I ain't have nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm single, ladies and gentlemen.
You gotta really like brand that out. Like,
I mean, yeah, I don't care. Shit, I'm not asking no one to hit on me, but I'm just putting that out there because it's like, yo, looking back on what I had with these chicks, dog, it wasn't no real shit. It wasn't nothing where it's like we went through it and we made it and stuff like that. Because yeah, it's like relationships in these days is like all lust.
Yeah, exactly.
All lust and pictures. Mm-hmm. People just want to get together, lust each other for 6 months or whatever and stuff like that.
And then you find somebody new, pics. You fired.
Exactly. Chicks only. It's never yours, fellas. Let me get that straight. Pussy is never yours, my nigga. It's just your turn, my nigga.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Niggas.
But chick tell time. You if a chick tell you you gave her the best dick, it's cause she fucking you right now.
I'm telling you, it's for the timing.
It's for the time being, dog. Once your time is over, new dick coming to scoop that up. And then you just gotta take that punch and just live your life, my nigga, because we don't got no time to be chasing.
Niggas don't got no time to be chasing and dealing with your bullshit, to be honest.
Big facts.
But this is the Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes podcast.
Yeah,
True
man.
Bevs on the check-in.
DFNS
on the check-in. We out here enjoying this beautiful Sunday vibes.
Yeah, man, it's Sunday.
You know, like, I could go extra mile with this conversation about hoes, but we're going to talk about celebrity hoes, you know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about it. Like,
man.
Yo, D's.
What up, though?
Name your top 5 celebrity hoes.
Man, I can't name top 5 celebrity hoes because they all change after a while.
Yeah, but then again, you got the hoes that changed their life around. You got the hoes that's out there doing whole shit. You got hoes out there making money. You got hoes. You got hoes fucking your life
shit.
Up. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's hoes everywhere.
Top 5 hoes, like hoes period or hoes that I like? That's what I'm trying to find out.
Damn, like, hoes that you like? I mean, like celebrity women, like. Celebrity women, top 5 celebrity women, that's hoes.
That's hoes.
That do whole shit. Like, you should know
fuck.
Top 5.
No. I know, because I thought you was asking, like, top 5 hoes that I like, because it'll be hard for me to say that shit, because, like, I like IG bitches and stuff like that.
Oh, damn.
Real shit, but,
oh,
like,
damn.
Shit, Amber Rose, Kim K.
Mm-mm.
The Kardashians, man.
Yeah,
like,
they evil,
Amber
son.
And the Kardashians.
They all evil, my
nigga. Whatever for Kim, Khloe, and the Jenners.
Nigga said Kylie, both of them.
Kim, Khloe, Kylie. I know there's hoes, man, and Kendall. I don't think Kendall no hoe, or whatever. Black China.
She a beast, God.
She was once part time Kardashian, so.
She was. You said Black China already?
Yeah.
She. The fifth. But that's the thing, though, like. Black China, that's a woman I can't take seriously. You feel me? Like, that's something I could just, like, play around with and just leave that bitch alone because she's a hustler, bro.
Niggas are gonna end up looking like G Money and I'm gonna have to just pull up on them like Nino, like, she used you, G. She used you, you feel me?
I'm gonna have to needle that bitch. Facts. I mean, cancel.
Cancel that bitch. I'll buy another one.
Wash. You know what I'm saying? Like, top 5 celebrity hosts that I think of, I would say Black China,
mm-hmm.
Kim K, Amber Rose, Who out there? Who out there? Shit. Kylie. I wouldn't say Kylie because that bitch is fucking with that nigga Tyga, but she's still a hoe.
She just out here, come on, dog. She has whole features.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. I don't really got a top 5 because I don't pay attention to none of these bitches.
I don't know, because we don't really be paying attention to celebrity hoes. Celebrity hoes to celebrity hoes, and they getting money for it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
It. We too busy The real hoes is out here in the world and shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
but the real hoes be doing different whole shit. Even if it's not whole shit, it's still some whole shit.
Put it like this. Celebrities do whole shit and make it seem like it ain't whole shit.
Yeah.
That's why women do a lot of whole shit, because they got bitches like Kim K to put it out there that, oh, you can do this or whatever and all that other stuff. And they trying to put a whole bunch of justification titles on top of whole shit. And it's like, yo, the fuck? Like, you think niggas really want like, yeah, niggas want a nasty chick, but it's only for them to know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's just a different type of time, son. Like, it's different type of vibe. It's like, I can't fuck with these hoes. I can't fuck with these hoes. I can't fuck with these bitches. They ain't gonna put me in a love trap, set back.
Yo, shout out my nigga D Triller, man. This nigga is top one for this beat.
D Triller is a hoe. That nigga didn't even pick up his phone.
I called that nigga this morning. This nigga answered his phone because I was trying to tell him about the show and shit, but
he gonna call. That nigga will call you.
Yeah, but sometimes you gotta take a chance, you know?
Fuck Detroit. That's my man's, but fuck that. You know, but, yeah, man. And then, you know what's crazy, though? Hoes don't be supportive. Hoes don't be supportive, bro.
Not at all.
Like, you have your... Listen. I'm not bashing on no female. Let's get this straight. Like, I respect certain females. We respect certain females, actually. We got love for them, respect. But at the end of the day, y'all not clean. You know what I'm saying? Y'all all filthy. Y'all all ain't shit. I'm tired, son.
Chicks always want to pull that whole, oh, every chick ain't the same.
Bitch, you are the same. Yo, you're the same as the last bitch.
Whether you black, whether you white, Latina, Asian.
Nigga said Latina.
Yo.
Latino, bro.
Latino, whatever. Same shit. We call Dominicans Latinas and all that shit. So, same category, but regardless or whatever, color, you fat, you skinny, you thick, you a twig, you got a black heart, red heart, half heart, torn heart, all that other shit. They all liable to do the same shit.
Yeah.
If they fronting like they not, they fronting because they got friends that's in that category somehow. Everything that I just said coincides somehow, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why niggas are savages.
You know, I don't know, man. Hoes roll in different packs, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got a group of hoes, you got a group of chicks,
yeah,
where like two of them is hoes. You got a good, and then you got a good girl, the one good girl, and like all of her friends are hoes.
You know what's funny? Those be the ones that get far. Those are the ones that get far. Those type of hoes. Like the hoes that got their mind on the road. You know what I'm saying? Like they got their priority straight and actually really go to school, get a job, you know. There's bitches like that. You know what I'm saying? And salute to them. But at the same time, all chicks are the same. Like, I do not care. All y'all bitches is the same.
Dub,
son. Like, y'all all taking L's, even if y'all not taking L's.
Facts.
That's a fact, Fendi. Facts be.
Chicks be out here fronting like they, the world revolve around them and stuff like that. It does, but don't try and cut niggas out, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hate, one thing about whole shit I hate when they try to act like, oh, whatever bitches say go or whatever and stuff like that. Like, you get with a bitch or whatever and stuff like that, and it's like the whole relationship is all dependent on her happiness or whatever and stuff like that. Like, she don't give a fuck if you happy or whatever. You could have just got a raise or whatever and stuff like that. If she's going through some shit, it just has to focus on why she's feeling like that. Granted, and all of that other stuff, but it's like, yo, come on, like, be happy for me too, like, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, when I'm happy for me, it's like, you don't know how to.
Yeah, okay, I see your point now, definitely. Now, like, this is the Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes. podcast.
Where we bring you the dopest beats, the Fuego bars, and the calmest vibes.
DFNS.
DZ Finesse in the motherfucking piece.
You know, shout out to Kathy. We was talking earlier today. You know, it's crazy because I can't live a normal life knowing that hoes ain't shit.
Yo, bro, you're not the only one, my nigga, because it's like, yo, how am I gonna go the rest of my life and all of that other stuff knowing that I ain't have nothing real, my nigga?
That's a slap in the face.
A big slap in the face, like, what's the purpose of living? They always say, yo, we put here to love and all of that other stuff, but who is to love? Don't say love your mother, love your father and all of that other stuff. We were supposed to love them since young or whatever and all of that other stuff. I want to love somebody on my own. Like,
listen, I want a woman that's just not going to give up on me no matter the circumstances. No matter if I'm broke.
Yeah, that's all, I ask for.
No matter if I end up, you know, being in Hollywood or... You know what I'm saying? I just want somebody that's just gonna ride for me until the wheels fall out. You know, home till I live in the sky. Why can't we live in the sky together?
Well, let's get this money together, yo. Let's stack this cheese. Let's have babies. Let's fucking employ our kids. Let's put money in their pockets. Let them have kids and put money in their pocket. And we keep this thing going because the era we living in now, all we got is each other. And then we not getting nowhere just going at each other all day or just trying to fuck each other over.
But you know what it is, man? You know what we left?
What up?
We left with bad timing. Bad timing. Bad timing. Bad fucking vibes. Bad aftermaths. Because, you know, after niggas go through some shit, it's just... fucking mentally, you know what
hell
I'm saying?
Hell yeah, like you don't want to do nothing after a while. Like, you don't want to do nothing after you fuck with somebody that fucked your whole head up mentally and all of that other shit. Because it's like, yo, now my thing is like this, yo.
Yeah.
Fuck the bitch. If a bitch showed me her true colors and all of that other stuff, then you was already like that. I'm mad. I'm simply hurt on the fact that I put myself in the position to be fucking with you in the first place. Because mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because while the vibe could have been genuine and calm and chill and warm and all of that other stuff, you made it so cold.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to WorldStar TV. They coming.
Yo, WorldStar TV, man.
They should have been having a
WorldStar
TV show.
Is coming to television, folks.
Boy, they should have been.
That's fucking crazy.
They should have been out with this wave, you know what I'm saying, ever since. But, you know, shout out to WorldStar. Shout out to Q.
They should have stayed online, man. No, they should have stayed online because there's too much buffoonery and coonery going on anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, I feel like they should have came out with the TVs, like the TV show or whatever, like. Probably like early 2000s when WorldStar was really lit.
You know what that shit gonna remind me of? That shit gonna remind me of fucking like Ridiculousness or something like that, where it's just a whole bunch of shit. What's the disclaimer they be saying when the show starts? Whatever you saying we won't show on TV and shit like that.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
That's grinding.
And a whole bunch of other videos that Twitter done seen and made viral and all of that other shit.
Yeah, exactly. But that's different, though.
Yeah.
No. Yo, so, like, I don't understand this whole topic of these hoes. Like, I can't.
These hoes ain't shit, man. These hoes ain't shit. No matter how much no matter how many convos we have, no matter how we go in depth with it and stuff like that, these hoes ain't shit,
though. Would you end up going, like, to a relationship with another female?
Here's my thing, man. I would only get in a relationship, a relationship with a female is if, like, yo, forget the genuine vibe now, because you can meet a chick or whatever and it'll be genuine vibes in the beginning, but then y'all fucking fall off a couple weeks later. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
that's the thing, consistency. Like, chicks is not consistent, bro.
But what is consistency? Because chicks. Because when chicks say they want consistency, they don't know what the fuck they talking about.
We need to
either they say they want consistency or consistent dick. You know what I'm saying? They get tired of you for hitting them up every day and all of that other shit. Saying they want consistent dick but don't want to fuck you consistently. So it's like, what the fuck do you want?
You just want a nigga to be there to cuddle.
She just want a nigga to brag about the social media.
Yeah,
just
you know what I'm saying? I don't like no shorty that just like to take her talents on social media.
Facts.
Just because of the relationship.
She'll talk her shit on social media and then get mad at you because you're not showing the same type of shit. Like, bitch, nobody needs to know what the fuck I'm doing with you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I could post like a good 3 pictures, 2 pictures. Let it be known.
As long as I'm with you, it's all good. Like, don't fucking worry.
Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of females out there that want to show appreciation. Shout out to y'all, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The real woman.
Shout out to the real ones.
There's a difference.
Whatever percentage that is. Hold on. All three of y'all.
Hold on. I got you. There's a difference between hoes and women. You know what I'm saying? Like, down the middle. Like, two different categories. You know what I'm saying? Two different names. We got the hoes and we got the women.
Yeah.
Women don't do whole shit. Women get her shit together. Hoes will take your money and dip on you. Hoes will fucking take your baby and make sure the baby was raised up on some you never had a father type shit.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and bitches
then,
is
and then how does that? And how does that affect the child? He grow up to be a murderer, bank robber, scammer.
Mm-hmm. And keep going. And you know what's crazy? Because, chicks will put in the baby's minds saying that, yo, you know, your father, you know, he was never around for you. But AKA, let me tell you the story. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you the story. Your mother didn't want me around in the first place. I wanted to raise you, but your mom was being the hothead. There's niggas like that too. You know what I'm saying? Just because a female hate a man, that gives every right to take away the baby and just lie to the kid saying that, yo, you never had a father. Or some bullshit like that?
Not even lie to the kid, lie to the judge.
Yo! Facts! For child support. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you didn't get me for no child support. You know what I mean? But that's crazy. Like, I don't understand that. I really don't. We need a female in this shit. Like, I need to hear from a female's perspective on this when we do this podcast. Like,
yeah.
Because we're gonna have... We should... Let the people know, like, we not attacking hoes. We not coming after them. This is just
if you know you out here doing dirt, then this for you. Shit.
If you know you clean, you got your priorities straight, and you're a good woman out there,
then take no offense.
You know what I'm saying? But you could tune in though. Subscribe this. Let your friends know this is the topic about the hoes. The hoes that we know. If you got any ideas about the hoes or anything else,
any philosophies on the hoes, man,
just send us an email, man. Just talk to us because we want to vibe with the people. Like, yeah, if you want to come up here and talk to us and have a group discussion about certain things, just come up, pull up. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about anything. We can talk about what happened last year. We can talk about what happened to you last week.
Shit, we can...
Because we normal people.
We can extend on this conversation, you know what I'm saying? Because the only way we can come to a solution is through conversation.
That's a fact. And without conversation...
We just gonna keep calling you hoes, and y'all just gonna keep trying to act like y'all the saints of the world and stuff. We know the value of a woman. It's just that the value of a woman is just not represented well with the women of this generation.
It's not effective. Put it like that. It's not effective. Yeah. Why? Because we've seen a lot of whole shit from like Sidekick days, upgrading all the way to G1s, iPhones. You know what I'm saying? And especially the iPhone. iPhone game got these bitches looking hood rich. Hood rich, bro. These bitches be bad and bougie all of a sudden, like. Bitch, you're not bougie. You're not bad. What makes you bougie? You eating a pizza? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel bitches, man. I just don't. That's why I do what I do.
I keep my distance, man.
Yeah, I keep my distance. I make sure I have a lot of weed around me. I smoke up. I open a book. You know what I'm saying? I vibe with my niggas. I make sure I be consistent to myself.
Oh, because shit. Now, my nigga D Chilla just texted me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What you saying?
Nigga trying to come work on some shit. I told him we working on the show, nigga. Fuck it.
Nigga's working on the show. Yo, you know what's crazy? Like, I really want the people to come out here and really like vibe with us and let us know like how they feel about certain topics that we talk about. Because
how do y'all feel about the world? Like, that's what we here for. We just want to y'all perspectives on the world. We want to give our perspectives on the world and stuff like that, because we just young black men.
We want to get closer to y'all,
because we all we got.
Yeah, pretty much we all we got, and the only thing we got is us. Yo, I ain't gonna front, son. These hoes might be international because of Trump, son.
Why you say that?
Yo, I'm telling you, son. Most of these chicks already got their passports the fuck out. I'm saying they already in a different era.
I mean, yo, chicks been traveling. They've been flying. Not even flying. They've been getting flown out for some dick.
Me and a nigga named Dexter.
A old nigga named Dexter on top of that.
A Caribbean nigga.
walking around the Bahamas swinging his dick. Oh, really now?
Oh, man. Yo. So, like, I mean, you know what's funny? I'm about to really make I Ain't Gonna Front my trademark.
I ain't gonna front.
That's my shit, son. Yeah, don't like take that. Don't take my shit, y'all. Don't take my shit. If y'all listen to this, like,
I'm doing it for
shit.
The boppers, man.
I'm doing it for the boppers. We doing
yo,
it.
Yo, once again, follow us on Twitter, BRV. Well, follow our Twitter, our official Twitter, BRV Podcast. Follow Q at QTNA on Twitter. Follow me, DZ Finesse, though. You know what I'm saying? We doing it for the
follow boppers. Our Snapchats. All our information is going to be on the Twitter. Follow our Twitter, actually, Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes.
BRV Podcast, you know what I'm saying?
That's a definitely. We coming out there. We going to talk to y'all. We want y'all to fuck with us. We want y'all to vibe, listen to these beats.
Yeah,
shout
man.
Out to D-Trilla. If you want your beats to get played on here.
Yo, man, if you want some beats played, Beats, Rhymes, Vibes at Gmail.
.com.
You got some joints. If you got some fire shit, I'll fuck around, throw that shit on there. You know what I'm saying?
All right, nah. Let's set the record straight. Don't send me no whack shit. If your shit is whack, it won't get played.
That's why
I'm
I
sorry.
Said send me some fire I'm shit. I'm a fire seeker. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, like fuck that. I'm a real nigga. Fire seeker? No, I'm a real nigga. Because if I listen to your shit and your shit is trash, I'm not playing it. Don't send me no trash work.
I mean, that's a given. If your shit trash, I wasn't gonna play it. But that's why I said I'm a fire
nigga
seeker. If you
nice.
Got some shit, niggas know I only fuck with elites. So y'all gotta send me some shit, man. I ain't putting no pressure on nobody. If you got some fire, dog.
Shout out to Bruh, man.
You yo, shout out my nigga Bruh, man.
Bro, I got you, son. Just we're gonna have an episode. It's lit.
Yeah, it's lit. New York City.
New York City.
And they say New York City. We back, baby. Yo, shout out New York City rap music, man. Shout out my nigga Davies. Shout out fucking...
Shout out to East.
Casanova. Two times.
Two times, yeah. Yo, I fuck with that nigga.
Yeah, man. Shout out Young M.A., you know what I'm saying? She fucking bitches with dildo straps. Getting her dildo
that's
sucked.
That's another topic.
Oh, nah, dog. We gonna say that part too.
Oh, man. That's filthy.
Filthy.
Yo, I'm QBass. That's DFNS.
DFNS.
You know, and before we cut this off, I want to say RIP Chinks.
Yo, RIP Chinks, man.
You know, he was the one to do it.
And also, RIP All the Lost Ones of 2016, man. It was a fucked up year. We doing it for y'all, man.
Yeah,
we're doing it for the legends, the forefathers of this shit that we call hip-hop, all that shit, man.
Shout out to these greaseball bitches.
You fucking greaseballs?
You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo.
Yo, leave me the fuck alone, man. If you don't got you got your shit together, but if you're not trying to love me, you're not trying to help me with this generational wealth plan, I need you to get the fuck on, because I don't need that kind of negativity in my life, bro. Let's get this money, baby.
Yo, the way you just said it, son.
That's real shit, though.
Yo, like, I don't understand, son. I believe in karma, and I believe if you put out positive vibes to everybody, that's all you're gonna get back. And
big
that's
facts.
A word of wisdom from Q, by the way. I'm saying, if you ever run into this quote again, just quote QBevs. You dig? It's my shit.
Bitches!
Fuck y'all.
Can I get some money with you? Get some bitches! Is this the illest nigga in Hollis? Is this the illest podcast ever? You goddamn right.
You bitch, you.